Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2016 Reese's Senior Bowl. The standout San Jose running back, Tyler Irvin. Tyler, you've had a good couple days of practice. What's it like getting the pads back on after a little hiatus from your final game?
It feels good. So, you know, I haven't had the pads on for about 3.5 weeks. But, you know, once you get the pads on, everything just connects and comes back, you know, into reference. So, I feel pretty good.
Now, down there, you get that extra gear. I mean, I think that's evident. But, I mean, always been fast all your life?
You know, something that I worked on over time. You know, I started with something good and just tried to just run off with it. So, you know, something you can get better at. And over the years, you know, just practice.
Pop Warner Pee Wee days?
Yeah, I started real early, so about the age of 6.
Were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every game?
Yeah, I was a kid scoring like 7, 8 touchdowns a game during flag football. After a while, they told me, all right, you can take a break, let the other kids play. So, yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
So the gift of athletic ability has always kind of been with you, the trait that you have.
Yeah, I can attest that to my dad. You know, he's a track star, you know, when he ran in college. So it was just, you know, one of them things is I just happened to get the good genes.
If your dad at your age and you right now had to do a come out on top.
You know what, I'm gonna be straightforward. He was really fast. He ran 10.2 in college. I don't think I'm that fast, you know, right now. So I think he'd probably get me in that race.
But I like how you leave the door open right now. Could be.
Yeah. If you give me a couple of weeks, maybe a month to train hard, I think I might be able to give him a run for his money.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tyler Irvin here on the C2P talking some 2016 NFL Draft. If you missed this show in its entirety, you check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. We'll also be featuring this bio at collegepro.com. For you, I mean, you come down here, when does it sink in? And it doesn't matter where you go to school. I mean, you can be a D1, D2, JUCO level. I mean, everybody wants this opportunity. I mean, does the coach start coming up to you saying, hey, Tyler, keep doing what you're doing? Did you hear scouts are asking about you? Kind of how does it sink in that, you know, you're here and this is a real possibility to be in the elite?
You know, it's still sinking in right now. Last night I had a chance to do the formal meetings, and I met with about 12 teams. So just that whole experience was new to me. And, you know, just getting a feel for it, it's pretty interesting. And I'm thinking I'm getting the hang of it. So, like I said, still letting it soak in. But by the end of the week, I think everything will be nice and smooth over, and I'll be happy when I leave.
That's it. Were you nervous at all? Any butterflies when these meetings started? And after a while, you just kind of like, it ain't your first rodeo. Now you're kind of accustomed to it.
Yeah, so you got to know who you're talking to. You're talking to people that are literally interviewing you for a job. So, you know, I would say a couple of little nervous, you know, things going on at first. But like you said, after the first couple, you know, minutes, you know, I got acclimated and everything felt smooth.
Excellent stuff. And you're down here because of your ability. And I mean, if you're in the film room with one of these scouts, you're watching your game tape. I mean, in your own words, what are those qualities, those traits that you bring where they're gonna fall in love with you?
So I think just my playmaking ability, wherever I'm at, you know, on the field, whether it's, you know, in the backfield, might be able to split me on the slot, catching kick returns, you know, taking them to the house or punt returns to the house. I just have that big play ability, and not also that, but I'm somebody that's gonna be consistent, you know, day in and day out. So I think that's something that they would notice.
Nice, and you come across as a great kid. I mean, you don't seem like a kid that these teams have to worry about, you know, TMZ the next day.
Well, yeah, I would hope not. You know, I've always just kept my nose clean. You know, I'm one of those guys that, like, after a long day, I just like to go home and just relax, you know, chop it up with my dad on the phone or something like that. So, no, I've never really been in any type of big trouble like that.
Excellent. Yeah, I know. Like you said, come across as such a nice young man. Does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes it's the system you run where the scheme doesn't allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, is there anything that these scouts won't see on film because the team just simply didn't ask of it?
Well, I mean, I think there's some things that I could have did a little bit more during the season. So getting a little bit more involved in the pass game, you know, outside of the backfield. So maybe it's like out there at an X or a Z receiver, or, you know, a little bit more in the slot. I think that's something that the scouts didn't see as much as I would have liked. But, you know, at the same time, I have to fit in the structure often, so I can't really, you know, play in more than one spot at once. So I just, you know, take every play as it came and just try to do my job.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tyler Irvin here on the C2P talking some 2016 NFL Draft. Speaking earlier, we're talking about your college days and you kind of being a self-entrepreneur. You turned what was it, your dining room, your kitchen, into a barbershop?
Yeah, so you know, I actually started around my sophomore year in high school cutting hair, and it's just been following me, you know, ever since I got to college, I was always known as that guy. Like, if you ever need a nice haircut, just go to Tyler. So, you know, probably the past 2 years, I would say I got a chance to, you know, convert my dining room into a legit barbershop. I mean, it's not the biggest place, but it's enough to, you know, help me be efficient. So yeah, it's been working out.
Nice. And that's a great backstory. Did you share that with any of the team?
There's been one team that's asked me, okay, what about any external hobbies? But for the most part, every team has been strictly football, family life, and stuff like that.
Nice, nice. Any weird questions?
No, not quite. You know, downstairs when we got here, we had to take like a little questionnaire, just testing like a lot of different things. And one of the questions was okay, would you rather be a dog or a cat? So I was just like, that has nothing to do with football. So it was interesting. So of course I chose a dog because I love dogs.
You know, another player shared the same sentiment as you. He said one of the questions is, name two reasons why you want to pay taxes. It wasn't the team, it was more or less that test.
The test was really interesting to take because it kind of gets you thinking outside the box. So it was a once in a lifetime experience thing, I'm sure.
And this is a cliche question, but I have to ask it of you. I mean, if we throw you out there on a Sunday afternoon, the helmet and the pads, we don't know that's Tyler Irvin in the uniform. Is there a guy in the league that you're going to remind us of with the way you played a game?
I mean, I just try to go out there and play my brand of football. I don't know if there's an exact guy. I get compared to many people, a lot of different guys. And I take that as a good thing because it shows that I can do more than just one thing well. You know, I guess you can kind of say I'm just a new version of myself.
Excellent stuff. It's been a great show. Before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living making a paycheck doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band? Or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Oh, you'll see me doing some modeling, obviously. I think I have the physique for that. I don't know if I have the vocals to be in a boy band. But, yeah, male model all the way.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question. This is usually the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Tyler. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat.
Oh, man. So she's been all over the news lately, and I think she's amazing. Stacey Dash. I think she's incredible. So if I ever had a chance to take her out on a nice date, oh, man, it would be a dream come true.
Stacey Dash, a lot of Megan Good, Stacey Dash, Lauren London.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. And if I have the chance to take out J-Lo, oh, man, that would be a once-in-a-lifetime.
Charles Tapper, the defensive lineman, when I put his Twitter, blurb out there. Yeah. He wants it to include that he wants to take J-Lo out.
Well, hopefully she sees it and maybe she'll respond.
I know that. Well, hey, man, I think you've been exceptional. The first 2 days down here, I think you've shown some nice flash. The speed's just so evident. It's just so effortless, if you will, watching you out there. But I always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed with them.
Oh, well, I appreciate everything. Thanks.
No problem at all. Once again, Tyler Irvin, the standout from San Jose State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P down here, live on location at the 2016 Reese's Senior Bowl.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.